KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's news, traffic, weather station.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8 o'clock. Today is Thursday, May 23rd, and this is Utah's Morning News. I'm Grant Nielsen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, sunny and 44 degrees.
Northbounders can expect delays. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. We hope daylight will bring more answers to this tragedy in West Point. Two boys are dead. Their older brother went missing for hours before he was found.
KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live on the scene with more. Andrew?
Amanda, significant unanswered questions to this point here. This 15-year-old is described as a person of interest. What connection does he have to his little brother's death? Don't know at this point. Davis County Sheriff Sergeant Susan Polson says the teen was supposed to be watching his brothers and instead was AWOL when his mom came home to find the bodies.
What I can tell you is that he is a person of interest, meaning we are interested in speaking with him about what happened in the home.
The teen had been in the headlines before as a missing person. He vanished for a few hours in 2011, and there was an organized search for him. We're hoping to get more answers from police within the hour. Live on the scene, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. President Obama will publicly acknowledge today his administration used drone strikes to kill four American citizens. Brian Martin has a preview of the speech live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, Attorney General Eric Holder took the fall for this one yesterday. He wrote a letter to Congress confirming the deaths. It's the first time the administration confirmed all this media speculation. But Holder says radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki was the only U.S. citizen targeted in a drone strike. The other three were apparently collateral damage. Today, it's President Obama's turn to chat about this. He'll give a speech in D.C. talking about the morals and ethics of using drones in war. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. Horror in London. A British soldier was hacked to death in front of witnesses. The attackers reportedly said they were avenging the deaths of Muslims at the hands of British soldiers. Details from ABC's Nick Schifrin in
London.
After
the murderer spoke to eyewitnesses, the police arrived. The suspected killers rushed at the officers.
They actually went for the police with the machetes, the knife, and the handgun.
Police shot both men, but they survived and are now hospitalized under heavy guard. But there are fears of more attacks. Security has been increased outside all of London's army bases.
Investigators in Utah County are looking into a deadly fall at Bridal Veil Falls. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says a man between the ages of 40 and 50 fell, but they're still not sure how the fall happened.
There were some people up there who were just sightseeing down on the old roadway below Bridal Veil Falls. And they reported that they saw an individual fall, what they reported to be about 200 feet, and that he was no longer moving.
They don't know his name, and no one is coming forward to say that they were with him.
Police say a man went on an overnight drive around Salt Lake, picking up stolen items along the way, and didn't realize that he was being followed. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more live on the scene in Davis County. Randall?
Yes, Grant and Amanda. Police first spotted what they thought was a stolen truck in Kearns. They kept an eye on the truck as it eventually made its way to Davis County. But then they also noticed that as the night went on, items started appearing in the back of the truck.
It leads us to believe that there possibly is some burglaries that occurred.
Unified Police Sergeant Chad Egan says they eventually caught the suspect after he noticed he was being followed and sped off. Police eventually spiked his tires and he crashed. Live, Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
An investigation into missing pain medications had led to the arrest of two unified firefighters. KSL's Devin Dolan has that story.
UFA paramedic of 18 years, 44-year-old Bruce Bergdahl, was arrested from his home in Box Elder County Wednesday. 2 weeks ago, Deputy Chief Marlon Jones was charged with 14 counts of prescription drug fraud. Both paramedics have been put on administrative leave. And now a possible third person could soon be charged.
Every firefighter with the UPD gets an annual drug test, and now the department plans to go through the histories of all 637 of their employees.
Sandy police are still looking for a man who robbed a Zions bank while dressed as a woman. We have new surveillance footage posted on KSL.com. Police say the man put his purse on the counter and told the teller to fill it up. He left in a newer model Toyota Solara.
Politics on KSL News Radio. The House panel investigating IRS abuses is not giving up on getting an IRS official to testify.
Unwilling to take no for an answer, Congressman Darrell Issa is not giving up on getting Lois Lerner of the Internal Revenue Service to answer House committee questions.
I am looking into the possibility of recalling her and insisting that she answer questions in light of a waiver.
Congressman Issa says the woman who heads the tax-exempt division of the IRS waived her Fifth Amendment rights by making a statement insisting she did nothing wrong before refusing to answer committee questions. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle can agree on one thing. They don't like the TSA plan to allow small knives on airplanes again. 145 members of the House of Representatives sent a letter to the TSA asking the agency to not allow the proposal to go into effect. They say keep the rules simple, no knives on planes.
Still to come on Utah's Morning News.
If you're hoping to get a camping spot at one of Utah's state parks, you need to hurry up. I'm Paul Nelson.
Slowdowns in the usual spots, northbound I-15 in Sandy, but also in some unusual spot near 3300 South.
After the war, my dad, Richard Whipple, came home, met Mom, and in 1947 started a family in a friendly family business called Richard Whipple Plumbing and Heating. All nine of us kids were involved in the business. We learned to answer the phone because the business phone was our home phone. We learned our customer service philosophy from a great mentor. Work hard, do the job right, and to stand behind our work. 66 years later, we're Whipple Service Champions. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, drain cleaning, and remodeling. We're still the clean-cut, drug-tested, background-checked, friendly family business with the solid foundation from our founder. Mom is 86 now and still answers the old phone number at home. If you call 444-FAST, however, you'll get one of our staff of many terrific client care reps trained and ready to serve you, and you won't be waking up Mom. Try us out with $100 off any of our services. Call 444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. Limit one offer per visit.
It's spring fever at Sound Warehouse. Time to gear up for Memorial Weekend with a great summer sound system for your car, truck, or boat. At Sound Warehouse, you'll find Utah's largest selection of mobile entertainment, in-dash navigation, car alarm, video screens, and more. Gear up now for a great summer. Pioneer and JVC AM/FM CD receivers with iPod input and remotes starting at $69. This includes two headphones, 10-inch flip-down monitor with built-in DVD and Blu-ray or tape, $298. Gear up with in-dash AM/FM CD DVDs with big-screen monitors and fast and easy iPod control by JVC, Pioneer, and Kenwood. All starting at $298. Rock the water with a complete boat system. Marine AM/FM CD with marine cover and marine two-way 6.5-inch speakers. All for only $99. Pick up this week's City Weekly. To see more gear up for Memorial Weekend deal, visit SoundWarehouseUtah.com. 28th and Wallach, 1680 North State, or 2763 South State, Salt Lake. Boat Warehouse. Sound Warehouse. With Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up at 8:15.
3D printing saves a baby's life. I'm KSL's Jay McFarland.
And the news is sponsored by American Loans, the lowest rate on new or refinance mortgages. Call 1-800-NEW-RATE. KSL News Time is 8:08.
Right now, it is believed the tornado in Moore, Oklahoma, caused more than $2 billion in damage. The tornado damaged 13,000 buildings. Now, the mayor will propose an ordinance requiring every new home to have a safe room built in it.
You don't have a lot of time left if you want to book a camping spot in one of Utah's state parks for this Memorial Day weekend. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Out of the 32 state parks that offer camping spots, 29 of them are already completely booked this weekend. Officials with Utah State Parks say they're busier than they were last year, and they might not have been prepared for the amount of interest they're actually seeing. And with the good weather in the forecast, they're expecting major crowds.
Officials are also expecting day visits and rounds of golf to be higher than last year, too.
Gas prices have climbed for 17 straight days ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis reports on how you can save a couple of bucks.
Some tips for your trip. Park in the shade. It'll mean less gas evaporates, and a cooler car means less AC. Plus, fill the tank all the way up. Filling up halfway only means you'll burn more gas going to and from the station.
Midwest prices have jumped a whopping 66 cents this month. KSL News Time 8:09. Traffic and weather together on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back to the traffic center and Andy Farnsworth.
Well, I'm still looking at some heavy traffic coming up on the point, but that's breaking up fairly quickly. For those of you heading north through the usual delay spots, still seeing traffic coming to a stop in those left lanes just before 106, but no accidents or incidents reported in that stretch, so it looks like it's just your normal morning slowdowns heading through that portion. Ricky?
for those coming in from Davis County. The earlier spots of slowing that we had, mostly in Centerville, that is starting to ease up. And then we also had a patch of slowing from the Beck Street overpass into 6 North downtown. The traffic there also returning to better speeds. We've been looking good all morning long over to the east, I-80 and I-215. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman here, KSL Weather Center. Not going to be as warm as it was yesterday because a front has moved in, some somewhat cooler air. Highs only in the mid-70s this time around, and mostly sunny. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
And right now, downtown sunshine, 44 degrees.
We know some of you are going to leave town this afternoon. Some of you are going to wait till tomorrow afternoon. Some of you are already gone and you can't hear this message. So we're going to give you triple team traffic coverage this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon to help you get out of town for your Memorial Day weekend. It's with Scott and Maria on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Sutherland's Home and Garden Spring Catalog has arrived, filled with spring buys, ideas, specials, and more. A new deck not only adds value to your home, but it also creates an enjoyable outdoor space. Build a sturdy, low-maintenance deck with Cimarron composite decking for $150 per linear foot, compared to $249. Does your cedar fence need a little TLC? 1x4x6-inch cedar fence boards are just 99 cents each. Show weeds who's boss with Roundup ready-to-use weed and grass killer for just $649 after mail-in rebate. Shade your windows or porch with outdoor roll-up window shades at up to 80% off. We have three sizes to choose from. Check out our tool sale. Right now, you can get a 2400 PSI pressure washer for only $249. That's $120 off. Sutherland's, serving Salt Lake for over 40 years. Located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. Check out these deals and more online at Sutherlands.com.
I'm Marshall Tate, my company's Midwest Commercial Interiors. You've heard me say the best office environments don't begin with great office furniture, they begin with great design. At Midwest, we know that great design accomplishes three things. First, it improves the functional working of your office. It enhances efficient workflow and personal productivity. It accounts for necessary personal, collaborative, and meeting spaces while integrating technology and utilizing every square foot effectively. Next, great design should look amazing, regardless of your size or budget. The aesthetic should be clean, timeless, and unique. It should help recruit and retain great talent, reflecting your company's goals, values, and success. It should impress. Lastly, great design should be value-driven. Look, expensive design solutions aren't inherently great. They're just inherently expensive. You shouldn't have to sacrifice your budget to benefit from great design. And at Midwest, you never will. It's why we say at Midwest, you'll never pay more. You'll just get more. And that's my personal commitment. Midwest Commercial Interiors. Design, furnish, and impress.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Now, we're just kind of mopping things up. Sir, are you kidding me?
9 to noon on KSL News Radio. The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. Added news on the quarter hour on KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour.
Two boys found dead in their West Point home. Their older brother was put in charge. Cops are seeing what he knows. I'm KSL News Radio's Ian Tirado.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Sister Frances Monson will be laid to rest at noon today. Her funeral will be in the Salt Lake Tabernacle. You can hear it live on KSL Radio HD2 or watch it on KSL.com and KSL 5.
traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealership.
I-15 still seeing some slowdowns in Sandy, but it's beginning to break up. All of our earlier delays are gone from the freeway in Davis County right now. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're expecting a cooler day today with a north breeze, mostly sunny in mid-70s. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
Downtown right now, 44 degrees.
Some employers are trying to get around the federal health law that requires them to offer coverage to workers or pay a penalty by offering extremely low benefit plans. Those plans can often lack key benefits like hospital coverage.
We don't know if these limited benefits are equal to the federal requirements because there's still quite a bit of information that we still have to gather from Health and Human Services on what all of the minimum requirements will be.
Jeremy Sewell of the Salt Lake Chapter of Human Resource Management doesn't think the practice is widespread because state standards also have to be met.
I'm Jay McFarland with the Browsers on KSL News Radio. The life of a 20-month-old little boy has been saved by the use of a groundbreaking experimental technique. His bronchus had been blocked, keeping crucial airflow from his lungs. The folks at University of Michigan asked the FDA for emergency clearance, which involved the 3D printing of a tracheal splint. Once the splint was installed, this 20-month-old was able to breathe and should be fine from here on out. Jay McFarland, KSL News Radio.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll go in depth on how an elementary school in Oklahoma dealt with those terrible moments during Monday's tornado.
KSL's top national story this hour, national security concerns will be the subject of an address by President Obama today. He is expected to talk about drone strikes, the Guantanamo prison, and threats faced by Americans.
Now, for more of our top national stories, here's Brian Martin at the KSL National News Desk.
A frightening scene in London. Two men with butcher knives hacked a British soldier to death in front of crowds. This woman tried helping the victims, then stared down the attackers.
He said, "Don't touch. I killed him." And I said, "Why?" He said, "He's a British soldier. He killed people. He killed Muslim people in Muslim countries and have nothing to do here."
This guy says the bad guys just hung around.
He's literally standing there with a knife before the police come for like 20 minutes.
Cops ended up shooting the men. They both survived. IRS worker Lois Lerner gave an opening statement to Congress yesterday, then pleaded the fifth. Lawmakers say she can't do both. They want to bring her back. They promise a contempt of court if she tries pleading the fifth again. The number of people hurt in the Oklahoma tornado was 237. That's now climbed to 353. The death toll still stands at 24. A Sacramento man was impaled and killed by a metal pipe that crashed through his car windshield. Cops don't know where it came from.
For all we know, it could have been laying actually on the highway stationary. Another vehicle could have come along and actually somehow kicked this pipe up in the air.
His car then crashed into an embankment. About 50 Indiana students were hurt when a school bus slammed into the back of another bus, setting off a four-bus chain reaction. The number of people applying for unemployment went down by 23,000 last week. Further evidence the job market is slowly recovering. Fewer teenagers are having babies. The feds say the rate has been dropping dramatically, especially in mountain states. And you guys remember the guy who put down his Big Mac to rescue those kidnapped girls in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Charles Ramsey.
Right. Her screaming. I meet my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts.
He's eating his burger, and he's now getting free burgers
life.
Oh, not just at Mickey D's,
anywhere
but
at
more than a dozen Cleveland restaurants. At the one where he works, they've actually named a burger in his honor.
Oh, I love
good
that.
Good old Chuck Ramsey.
You know, when he said that about McDonald's, I thought he deserves something. He deserves
a break
today.
Gotta get something. Guy. That's right.
Thank you very much, Brian.
Well, one of the stories we're following this morning on KSL is the horror that these family in West Point has endured, and we're trying to figure out what happened in this home. Two little boys are dead, and one teenager is in custody. He is considered a person of interest, and we still don't know what happened. We'll give you the details as soon as they become available here on KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45 past the hour.
Right now it's 8:19. Traffic and weather together, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And we start with you, Andy.
Well, Amanda, things are actually looking better now after we got through the roughest portion on I-15. There's still some stop-and-go traffic remaining between 114th and 106th, but as you go up past that, it looks like speeds improve, and then you'll stay at the speed limit from 7200 south all the way to the downtown exits if you're getting off there. I don't see any delays at all on I-15 in Utah County, Ricky.
Andy, delays have cleared out for southbounders coming in from the north as well. We had a patch of slowing there in Centerville and again between the Beck Street overpass and downtown. All clear. You're back to good speeds. And that's taking you from Hill Air Force Base all the way into 6 North downtown Salt Lake City. Zions Bank combines low rates with responsive turnaround times. Visit ZionsBank.com. bank.com/refinance to learn more. Subject to credit and collateral approval, restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's find out about our 7-day forecast. Looks pretty good.
Still looks like some really beautiful weather ahead as we get closer to the Memorial Day weekend. Mostly sunny today, breezy and cooler. With a north breeze, our highs only in the mid-70s, so not as warm as yesterday. And highs in the mid-70s tomorrow. Then it gets warmer Saturday, mostly sunny and low 80s. Sunday near 80 and partly cloudy. Monday, a lot of clouds for the holiday. Temperatures still warm, though, around 80. Tuesday, a lot of clouds. Could be some showers and highs in the upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds, slight chance of showers. Wednesday, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
44 degrees, time for the KSL News Quiz.
And the prize this week is a garden gift pack, a $50 value from Miller's Company.
So what do we have on KSL this afternoon with Scott and Maria to help you get out of town for Memorial Day?
We've been talking about it all week.
If you know, 575-1160, KSL 1160.
Well, the terrible moments during Monday's tornado at an elementary school in Moore, Oklahoma, were caught on a teacher's cell phone.
It's really hard to imagine what it must have been like for these children huddled down in this school, this tornado tearing down everything around them. Out here, the smell of gas is still thick in this air, and this damage, just take a look at it. It could top more than $2 billion. You can't see it, but you can hear it. Terror in the darkness, just as the massive EF5 twister is tearing through Briarwood Elementary. Fifth grade teacher Robin Dietzick capturing the moment of impact on her cell phone. Listen as she tries to comfort her students, clinging to each other in a darkened bathroom.
Honey, it's okay.
And then it's over. Across town, walls also crumbled around the 22 people riding out the storm in this bank, huddled inside the vault.
They were holding the door shut, but when the pressure started to drop and our ears started to pop, that's when the bank manager started yelling, "Don't let go."
This morning, residents like Tyler Carey, back home for the first time to assess the damage, wonder what the next step is.
You see this. And what goes through your mind?
First thought is just, where do you begin?
He says they'll start by saving what little they can find in the rubble. Between 12,000 and 13,000 people's homes impacted by this tornado. The number of people left homeless by this is still unknown. And Amy, the White House says that the president will be paying a visit to Moore, Oklahoma this coming Sunday.
That is ABC Cecilia Vega. And we've heard just the heroism of a lot of teachers. Who, you know, saved lives and calmed children, just in the face of that terrific.
I mean,
you know,
said
tornado
off the air. How important are teachers?
Yeah, boy.
Every time students are threatened, no matter what they are threatened by,
they're there.
We say how important are teachers.
This portion of the news on KSL sponsored by Doug Smith Autoplex in American Fork. Seven brands, one stop. That's the Doug Smith experience.
Real Salt Lake faces the Chicago Fire in the first of a four-game homestand at Rio Tinto Stadium on Saturday, May 25th, presented by Budweiser. Kick is set at 7 with Carnival Real festivities starting at 5. Don't miss the matchup as RSL tries to gain 3 points over this Eastern Conference foe. Visit RealSaltLake.com to get your tickets today.
Velasquez, Plata, Morales, and a goal! Javier Morales!
I will be the difference. Will you?
Murray Arts in the Park evening season opens Friday, May 31st with On the Air, an old-time radio show featuring songs from the 40s and 50s. For just $40, you can enjoy 9 productions including symphony ballet, jazz, bluegrass, and musicals like Doo-Wop, Red Riding Hood, While Dancing Princesses, and Oklahoma. Phone 864-264-2614 for a complete season schedule that includes additional free daytime concerts for the whole family. For more information, call 801-264-2614.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Scandinavian pioneer history and art. May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening.
A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Did you know the U.S. is number one at drinking soda and obesity? A coincidence? Health experts calculate the risk between weight gain and soda consumption is so strong, the risk of obesity could be increased 1.6 times for every can of soda consumed per day over a year. How about a substitute, not a supplement? It's Green Tea HP. By replacing the high-cost, high-calorie, low-nutrition drinks that currently provide you no nutritional return on investment with Green Tea HP, you not only reduce your consumption of high-calorie, low-nutrition beverages, you increase your intake of energy, anti-aging, wellness, and weight loss-promoting ingredients. Green Tea HP in 36 refreshing flavors and caffeine-free, too. Available at University Mall, Provo Town Center, Layton Hills Mall, Red Cliffs, and every major mall along the Wasatch Front. What if one simple change had the power to change the way you look, feel, and age? Green Tea HP.
Town.
Triple team traffic coverage.
And Angie knew that. Thanks, Angie, for listening this morning to KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's money, House lawmakers are ready to pass legislation that links student loans to the financial markets. It's already drawn a veto threat from the president. The measure would avoid a rate increase on new subsidized Stafford loans.
Ford wants to make 200,000 more vehicles this year. The increase will come through a series of production line expansions. The company will also only shut down production for 1 week rather than the normal two. The increased production means more jobs.
McDonald's, which is always marketed to kids as a main focus, has begun to focus on millennials whose interests and habits can be difficult to understand. Everybody's got to eat, though, right? Millennials spend $247 billion annually at restaurants, and McDonald's wants a piece of that pie.
Dow Jones down 48 points right now, so we've made up some ground. We're at 15,258. The NASDAQ's down 11.5, and the S&P's down 8.
Take a deep breath. The Memorial Day weekend is coming up.
Here it comes.
And we've got triple team coverage and a great weather forecast. We'll look at your traffic and weather together coming up next on KSL.
Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson are the Browsers.
If you opt into this program, you're going to save 20% on your health care costs.
How cool is that?
Blue Care.
Blue Care. You have to wear a pedometer,
mm-hmm.
and you need to get 5,000 steps a day.
Oh, I like the idea, but cheating, so easy.
Yeah,
hey,
now
Bobby,
you're getting those 5,000
you're going
steps
to soccer?
A day.
Could you throw this on, please?
The best of everything online and in life with the Browsers. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Visit GoHeberValley.com to plan your next family outing in Heber Valley, Utah's adventure escape.
My mom and dad both have health issues. So, yeah, when my doctor recommended preventive care for me, I knew he was right. So I left his office and called Regents. With the new healthcare laws, you want to understand what's covered right now and what's not, and what's going to change. They made it plain as day. I mean, really, I just want to do the right things for my health. I'm glad my health plan supports me.
Regents, your health connected. Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah is an independent licensee of the BCBSA.
At Good Neighbor Pharmacy, we're more than a place to fill prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care and answers to your questions. Experience the exceptional service that a community pharmacy delivers. Get to know your neighbor at goodneighborpharmacy.com.
Visit a locally owned and operated Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in Utah today and pick up your 2-for-1 Tuesday Salt Lake Bees baseball vouchers. To find a participating Good Neighbor Pharmacy location in your neighborhood, visit slbees.com and click on promotions.
And weather together every 10 minutes on the 9, sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Let's go back to the KSL Traffic Center and Andy Farnsworth.
Well, still seeing a little bit of slowing on I-15 coming up through Sandy, and that's the last little bit of slowing we've got as you head north into downtown. 21st South Freeway in good shape. and I-15 throughout Utah County. Ricky?
Andy, we are seeing a nice ride southbound on I-15 from Ogden through Davis County, but we want to give a heads up to people in Ogden Canyon. They're on SR-39. You can expect some heavy congestion to continue for about the next 30 minutes. That's being posted by UDOT, and they suggest you may want to consider using an alternate. New Ram 1500 Quad Cab for just $219 a month at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Online at LHMDeals.com. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Sandy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center. A push of cooler air from the northwest started to move in yesterday afternoon, so it's not going to be as warm today. Highs in the low to mid 70s. And mostly sunny. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the dimes, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Grant Nielsen and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 49 degrees.
Cash free, but not delay free. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top local story this hour on KSL, we are hoping for some answers soon about the deaths of two brothers in Davis County. They were found in their home, and their older brother is being called a person of interest.
The investigation has been going on all night. KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams is live on the scene. Andrew?
Amanda, we just talked to the Davis County Sheriff's spokesperson just a couple minutes ago. Not a significant amount of new information coming out at this point. They are promising a lot more information later in the day, but what they are saying right now, they're being a little bit more definitive as far as how they're characterizing this. They say they are investigating the deaths of the 4-year-old and the 10-year-old boy as homicides. Now, they say they would do that with any suspicious death, but it feels like they're being a little bit more definitive along those lines. Also, they're talking a little bit more about the 15-year-old brother who had been AWOL for a couple of hours. They were able to locate him overnight. They said they believe that he was found just walking along a street in Layton. They say that he has been cooperative at this point, and they've been interviewing him. Now, exactly what they have got out of him in terms of information right now, we really don't know. They also said that I asked whether there was any significant any other person that they were looking for in relation to this case, and the response was the public is not at risk. Take that for what it's worth. But again, still a lot of questions remaining here on the scene. Crews have been working to remove the bodies from the home. That hadn't happened yet. Again, we're live on the scene here and awaiting the latest information. Live on the scene, Andrew Adams, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story this hour. Police say the Boston bombing suspect, who was killed in a shootout with police, helped murder three people back in 2011. Brian Martin has the details live at the KSL National News Desk. Brian?
Grant, after a drug deal went bad 2 years ago, Tamerlan Tsarnaev helped his friend murder three people. That came from Tsarnaev's good buddy, Ibrahim Todashev, who was just killed by an FBI agent yesterday during questioning about the Boston bombings. Todashev's wife says her husband has nothing to do with Boston.
He expected that they're going to come and question him. He wasn't even nervous. Because he's not involved in anything to be nervous about.
Todashev said he and Tsarnaev killed the three after they realized their victims could later identify them. Live, Brian Martin, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. We're learning more about a man arrested in connection with letters containing the deadly poison ricin. ABC's Melissa Luck is in Spokane, Washington.
Mr. Bouquet lists on his Facebook page that he is originally from Bogota, Colombia, but that he has been in Spokane for quite some time. He works, as he says on his Facebook page, as a maintenance worker for an explosives disposal company. He has a minor criminal history. He's a registered level 2 sex offender here in Washington. He was convicted of an indecent liberties charge several years ago, but as far as we can find, no other indications of criminal activity for the last several years.
Matthew Bouquet pled not guilty to mailing threatening communications.
Some of those who survived the Oklahoma tornado have the video to prove just how terrifying it really was.
This is the sound of terror.
It's almost over!
And of a teacher trying to calm her kids in a pitch-black girl's bathroom.
Keep your heads down!
When it was over, Robin Dietzick and her students emerged from the bathroom and saw what the storm did to their school. ABC News returned with Robin Dietzick to Briarwood Elementary yesterday and found the girls' bathroom wall still standing.
And I was right here.
A shelter that kept her and her students alive. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Moore, Oklahoma.
Chilling words from a missing West Valley mom recorded before her disappearance.
Josh felt the need to bust a hole in the wall. Broke this and threw all my DVDs and made a mess.
Because he was angry at me.
The video featuring Susan Powell is a tour of the home she shared with her husband, Josh. She says she is recording it in case something ever happens to her or her family. There is a list of their assets.
Memorial Day is a great time to get away, but it also starts the 101 critical days of summer when most car crashes happen. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson begins our team coverage.
In the excitement of getting to your favorite vacation destination,
Hold on a second, Amanda. I don't seem to have that audio. Let's just go ahead to the next cut.
In the excitement of getting to your favorite vacation destination, it is important to arrive safely. Remembering to leave at least 5 or 6 car lengths between you and the car in front is critical, especially if you're driving an RV or towing a boat.
There should be an allowance that if you're moving into someone's space, that you let them get that space again.
AAA spokesperson Rolaine Fairclough says many drivers think the gap between cars is theirs to take and don't make allowances for stopping times of larger vehicles. That's when tragic accidents happen. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
And Utah's morning news continues. Now is the time many people have that itch to move and home prices are up.
We'll check traffic and weather together. We've got some real slowdowns through the Midvale area on I-15. We'll check that coming up on KSL News Radio.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2!
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
Making some extra potato salad.
7 till 10 on KSL News Radio.
Coming up on the KSL Extra at 8:45, we will go live again to West Point for the very latest on the story we've been covering this morning, two young boys found dead.
The news is sponsored by Career Path High. Graduate high school with the technical certification needed for a high-paying job. Visit careerpathhigh.com. KSL News Time is 8:37.
A new study from the Institute of Politics at Harvard shows the political divide won't be healing anytime soon. KSL News Radio's Logan Daniels explains.
The study looked at college-age adults and found they are growing further apart in their opinion of President Obama and fiscal policy. The study also found that group generally agrees on social issues, but political experts say those opinions can be poor indicators of long-term political values.
The study shows immigration as one of the few issues millennials have yet to decide on.
Fewer teens are having babies. Nearly all states say a significant drop in teen birth rates. The mountain states, including Utah, saw rates fall by 30% or more. Experts say the explanation is complicated and varies from state to state.
The latest snapshot of the housing market is out, showing prices are up and so are home sales.
The housing recovery is now nationwide.
All regions are now showing strong price gains from a year ago.
Walter Maloney of the National Association of Realtors says sales are up and there's a lot more interest from home buyers.
Buyer traffic is 31% higher than a year ago, but sales are running only 10% stronger.
That's because the number of homes on the market is still well below normal numbers.
Homes are now selling in half the time it took to sell a year ago.
Richard Davies, ABC News.
Some say breaking up isn't all that hard to do. 50% of women say they have or would consider ending their relationships via their smartphone. 4,000 women across the world participated in this survey, and of those who said they'd call it quits over text, most were between the ages of 18 and 25.
That's when we turn to ESPN.
I'm KSL News Time 8:39. Traffic and weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And what are you looking at now, Andy?
Well, looking at a little bit of heavy and slow traffic still on I-15 at 106 South, but also got a report from a listener of a crash at 5400 South and 3200 West, completely blocking southbound lanes and also causing some backups for eastbound traffic trying to get through that intersection. Ricky?
Andy, for those coming in from the north, it is a smooth ride southbound I-15 from Ogden through Davis County into 6 North downtown. Problem-free on those downtown city streets this morning, as well as our freeways to the east, I-215 and I-80. The Home Depot has Roundup Pump and Go Weed and Grass Killer for $12.88. Make life easier this weekend and your weeds life shorter. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Grant Wayman at the KSL Weather Center. Well, we had a front that moved through yesterday afternoon. Maybe you noticed it. The wind shifted. It started to cool down a little bit. So it's going to be a cooler day today, mostly sunny. And no more 80s, highs in the 70s. Really pleasant weather. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio. Look at that day.
Beautiful.
Woo. 49 degrees right now downtown. It'll be 86 in St. George today.
So you need the weather forecast when you have a holiday weekend because you want to know what's going on.
Absolutely.
Can we camp in high elevations? Will it be warm enough? Can we camp at any elevations? Will it rain on me? The 7-day forecast at 19 and 49 every morning with us on Utah's Morning News.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. We're here for you, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Each summer during the month of June in Manti, Utah, a cast of over 900 portray a saga known as the Mormon Miracle Pageant.
This year's performances are June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday.
Inspired by the struggles and faith of a people that migrated to this wilderness to escape religious persecution, the pageant unfolds in the shadow of the majestic Manti LDS Temple.
I love to sit at the foot of the Manti Temple and watch the pageant every summer.
People come from all over the country and the world to watch the pageant.
The Mormon Miracle Pageant is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
The pageant is so cool. It makes me feel good.
Discover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and explore the charm and beauty of the beautiful San Pete Valley.
June 20th through the 29th, except for Sunday and Monday. Rediscover the Mormon Miracle Pageant and bring someone with you.
Performances begin at 9:30 p.m. and are free of charge. Tickets are not required. Go to mormonmiracle.org for information and follow the pageant on Facebook.
Yep, it's me again. And I'm out here at J&J Garden Center in Layton, you know, Utah's largest producing nursery, because I need more trees. And J&J has the largest selection in Utah. I love trees, and I only buy the best. And J&J grows the best products at the best price. Right now, over 25 of their top varieties and sizes of trees are 20% off. And their 7 most popular 2-gallon shrubs are on sale too, usually $15.98 each. Right now, they're only $8.98. Oh, I just love this place. And I promise that you'll love it too. So trust me, you won't be disappointed. J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You gotta see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home. J&J Garden Center.
In times of joy and moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Up the food chain rather than trickle down. This is Trickle Up.
9 to noon on KSL News Radio.
The news is sponsored by Midwest Commercial. Midwest Commercial Interiors, Utah's office furniture leader for 76 years. Midwest, design, furnish, and impress.
The KSL Extra at 15 and 45. An added hit of news and traffic from KSL News Radio.
Our top local story this hour, new details into the deaths of a 4-year-old and a 10-year-old in West Point. Davis County authorities say it is a homicide investigation, but the public is not at risk. They aren't saying much about the disappearance and the reappearance of the boy's older brother.
Other local stories we're following this hour. Unified police follow a suspected car thief, watching him load up his truck with stuff. He spooked, started a chase, and was finally caught in Farmington.
Traffic and weather together, brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships.
I-15 a little slow in Sandy, an injury accident causing some delays, 5400 south and 3200 west over in Taylorsville, Benyon. And I-15 looking great in Utah County. We do have an accident on Highway 89 at Mutton Hollow Road. Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little cooler today, mix of sun and clouds and mid-70s the high. I'm Grant Wayman for the KSL Extra.
49 downtown.
KSL's top national story this hour. FBI agents have made arrests after a pair of ricin-laced letters were discovered in Washington State. The agency also says investigators are working around the clock to address any remaining risks.
KSL Politics Now, in-depth news and analysis from the political world.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is a Republican, but as he explained on the floor of the Senate, he doesn't trust the Republicans.
Let me be clear, I don't trust the Republicans, and I don't trust the Democrats. And I think a whole lot of Americans likewise don't trust the Republicans and the Democrats, because it is leadership in both parties that has gotten us in this mess.
But he did compliment the Democrats for at least being honest.
I commend the Democrats in this body for their candor. The Democrats and President Obama have been very explicit that it is their intention to raise the debt ceiling and to do so with no conditions whatsoever, just to keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing money without any structural reforms to fix the problems.
So, kind of a backhanded compliment, but still. I'm Ethan Millard, KSL News Radio.
In depth now on our top local story, two young boys are dead in West Point. Their older brother was missing, then found, and taken to the hospital. He is being called a person of interest.
We go back now to KSL News Radio's Andrew Adams, who has been live on the scene all morning and recently got an update from authorities. Andrew, what can you tell us?
Amanda, investigators aren't revealing a whole lot more at this point. They are promising a lot more information later in the day, but what they are saying right now is that they are investigating this case as a homicide. They say as they would any other suspicious death. Again, what you had was you had a mom who came home, found her 4-year-old dead in the house, 10-year-old dead as well. And at the time, the 15-year-old son was supposed to be watching these two other kids, and he was gone. They couldn't find him for a couple of hours. Ultimately, police found him in Layton. Now, police are calling him a person of interest, and what exactly he knows about this or what may have taken place remains unclear, but that's something that police are trying to drill down at this point.
Andrew, do we know much about the other family members? The mother reportedly was at a dance recital and then came home to find this situation. How many other siblings are there, do we know?
Yeah, a lot of children in this family, Grant. From what we understand, 6 kids. And so you have the two who are deceased, the 15-year-old, plus 3 other children who we understand the mother took with her to this dance recital yesterday. The woman is married. Her husband, from what we understand, is a soldier serving overseas right now. So he is nowhere close to here. We asked police if there's anybody else that they're actively looking for at this point. They hedged for a minute and then said the public is not at risk. Interpret that for what you will, but that was their answer.
Do we know whether the bodies of these young boys have been taken away from the home, or are they still there in the home?
They had been left there, Amanda, overnight. They were in the process of just getting those out within the last several minutes here. And so it was obvious when we got on scene this morning that they were going over this house with a fine-tooth comb. Occasionally, standing outside, you could see some flashes coming from the windows as if they were taking pictures and really treading lightly over what may, in fact, be a crime scene. Investigators were wearing, those plastic coverings for shoes and taking every precaution possible as they removed evidence from the home.
All right, Andrew, thank you very much. We will await more information from West Point. Just a terrible situation. That's Andrew Adams reporting live on the scene.
And you've been listening to the KSL Extra at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time, 8:49. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9. Sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Back to Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, only one accident on the city streets in the Salt Lake Valley that I can see. That's the one we had reported from our listener at 5400 South and 3200 West. I-15 looking so much better now. Our earlier delays are gone as you head through Draper, Sandy, Midvale, and from the South Interchange into downtown. You shouldn't slow down at all, Ricky.
Andy, for those who are traveling southbound on I-15, we don't really have any problems there from Ogden and Weber County down through Davis County, but they're on a southbound Highway 89 at Mutton Hollow Road. Now, this is close to Oak Hills. We do have an accident there, and that right lane is closed off to traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get a look now at the holiday and the 7-day forecast.
All right, guys, a front moved in yesterday, and so we're not going to be quite as warm today. Our highs low to middle 70s, really pleasant weather, and mostly sunny skies, a little bit of a north breeze. Tomorrow, mostly sunny in mid-70s. Then it warms up a little bit, mostly sunny on Saturday. Highs still around 80 degrees. Same thing on Sunday. We will expect more clouds in the mix on Monday, the holiday, and temperatures still around 80 degrees or so. Tuesday, mostly cloudy and temperatures near 80. Wednesday, mix of sun and clouds, 70s. Traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the 9s, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL News Radio.
49 downtown.
This portion of the news sponsored by Rocket Web Design.
As we get our first good looks at what winter has done to our lawns and gardens, there's no doubt they're screaming to be replenished. And that's where Greg and Mike from Replenish Landscape Garden Products come in.
The Replenish compost that we have is what's called a paunch manure compost. It's a dark, rich amendment to your soil. Works great also as a top dressing that gives your gardens a finished look, as well as adding nutrients and organic material into your soil.
And Mike, I know you've got a lot more than just compost.
Bark products. From shredded bark to bark nuggets, playground chip that is certified.
I know too, Greg, that you're pretty particular about what you do carry.
We have had suppliers bring material to us. They've started to offload it, and we said that's not the quality we want. That's not what we're going to provide for our customers.
Check them out online at replenishcompost.com. Or, Greg, how do they find you?
The address is 4660 South, 200 West.
Buy in bulk, bag, or have it blown right into your garden. Call Replenish Landscape Garden Products today, 262-5142. It's good stuff.
Salad. Almonds, apples, bananas, and water.
Burgers and fries.
Potatoes. Oatmeal, yogurt, tuna, pineapple, raisins.
Chocolate candy, licorice, cake and cookies, fudge.
Wheat cereal, honey soy?
Bacon.
So the fight about junk food versus healthy food isn't always easy. But it's a battle parents should win.
Soup, crackers, pretzels, and strawberries.
Ice cream or milkshakes.
Beets. Celery, pears, walnuts, rice, corn, and carrots.
Because the truth is, the eating habits your children pick up now will likely be the same when they're adults.
Fries, donuts, and gummies.
Squash. Cabbage, cashew, salmon, oranges, and papaya.
Bonbons.
Learn more about better nutrition and healthier eating habits for your children from Intermountain Healthcare's Live Well Fitness Initiative at intermountainlivewell.org.
Brownies, hot dogs, and soda.
Asparagus, tomatoes, Brussels sprouts.
Blueberries?
Blueberries.
Visit intermountainlivewell.org today.
On May 23rd through the 25th in Ephraim City in beautiful San Pete County,
Scandinavian roots surround you with a genuine Scandinavian festival.
Fun, free, and unique activities for the whole family. Information at
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Featuring a Scandinavian Heritage Conference Thursday evening and Friday morning, Elder Russell M. Nelson will be the keynote Thursday speaker and will share some of his heritage in San Pete Valley and the importance of family history. Other presentations include Scandinavian Scandinavian pioneer history and art. May 23rd through the 25th in the town of Ephraim.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
Friday noon through Saturday at dusk, the festival grounds on the north side of Snow College campus will buzz with costumes, dancing, storytelling, entertainment, and
the kids will have fun with our parade and places to play, delicious foods, and beautifully costumed dancers.
Don't miss the BYU International Folk Dancers on Saturday evening. A short drive from just about anywhere in Utah.
ScandinavianHeritageFestival.com.
And they're going to be making a very important decision today. They are going to decide whether they will allow scouts who have identified themselves as gay will be allowed to stay in the scouting organization. But they have already decided to leave in place a ban on gay scout leaders. We don't know exactly today when that decision will be made. We expect by some of the comments they have made it will be this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So check in with Scott and Maria several times this afternoon to find out the very latest on that. We're also following just they're tabulating the damage in Oklahoma after the tornado. $2 billion in damage. 13,000 homes damaged or destroyed.
And they're thinking about making it a requirement that future homes have a tornado cellar.
And of course, we're following that the latest information from West Point about the deaths of those two brothers, ages 4 and 10, and the 15-year-old older brother in custody as a person of interest. So a lot of information still to come on KSL News Radio.
And we follow your money news at 25 and 55. Student activists at more than 200 colleges are asking their schools to stop investing in fossil fuel companies. The Fossil Free Campaign argues that colleges and universities should not ignore the fact that their own professors are teaching classes about the threats of climate change.
CEO pay, which fell 2 years straight during the recession, but rose 24% in 2010 and 6% in 2011, has never been higher. The head of a typical large public company made $9.7 million last year.
General Motors Company is recalling more than 27,000 Cadillac SRX SUVs because the wheels can fall off. Canadian safety regulators say the wheel nuts may not have been tightened enough at the factory. GM says the problem hasn't caused any crashes or injuries. Dealers will rotate tires and tighten those nuts.
Watching your money at this moment. Well, the Dow was down 80 yesterday, and we're down about that much right now. We're down 76 points. NASDAQ off 18, and the S&P 500 down 13 at this hour.
Checking the commute coming up next.
Have you seen this?
Well, if you live next to a river, you might be next to an unlimited energy supply.
This isn't anything new. We're just talking about a water turbine, but this Japanese company thinks that it can get enough energy just from a river to power appliances around your house.
Yeah, this drops down into the water, and the good news is, because the river is always flowing, you don't lose energy at night.
The company thinks it might be great if there's some sort of natural disaster.
What, like a flood or something?
That'd be perfect.
I have the perfect place for you to celebrate Memorial Weekend, historic Ruby's Inn in Bryce Canyon. Take one of the scenic road trips and then top it off with a delightful stay at Ruby's Inn. Did you know Ruby's Inn is one of the best lodging and hospitality facilities in Bryce? Amazing activities and festivals, horseback riding, mountain biking, guided ATV tours, nightly cowboy cookouts, and much more. If you've never been to Bryce Canyon, you are really missing out. Begin your journey off I-15 into Parowan, taking Utah's newest National Scenic Byway, winding into one of my favorites, Patchwork Parkway 143, for beautiful summer colors found at Cedar Breaks National Monument in Panguitch. But wait, there's so much more. Make your way through Utah's All-American National Scenic Byway 12. You'll also encounter Bryce Canyon National Park's famous hoodoos. And when you're all done, rest up in one of many of Bryce's best lodging facilities like Ruby's Inn. To learn more about the Bryce Canyon area, visit rubysinn.com. That's rubysinn.com.
Attention! On Monday, May 27th, Dave's Bernina at 268 West Center Street in Provo and 691 East St. George Boulevard will be open from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. only, with a special Memorial Day early bird sale.
Come on in. Fantastic savings and special offers.
Deep discounts on all Bernina machines and accessories during these 3 hours.
Save a bunch of money.
Think about the creativity, pride, an accomplishment that a new Bernina sewing, embroidery, or quilting machine has to offer. Now is the time to buy with our Monday, May 27th, Memorial Day Early Bird Sale.
One day only.
8 to 11 a.m. only.
So excited about Bernina.
Really?
Special pricing and no interest financing on certain Bernina models.
It's all about creativity.
Dave's Bernina, 268 West Center Street in Provo.
And in St. George, 691 East St. George Boulevard.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Dave'sBernina.com.
At Dave's Bernina.
Again, weather sponsored by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we're looking good once again. I-15 rolling along through the Salt Lake Valley. All slowdowns gone on the freeway. Just looking to see if there's any new accidents. Haven't seen any pop up. They may still be cleaning the one up at 54th South and 3200 West. Ricky?
Andy, southbounders in Davis County, you have a smooth ride on I-15, but it's on Highway 89 where we have this accident blocking traffic. Only the left lane getting by southbound Highway 89 at Mutton Hollow Road. That's close to Oak Hills Drive in the Layton area. Expect some slowing if your travels take you there. Shop the outlets at Traverse Mountain's Memorial Day sale Friday through Monday. Spend $250 and receive a $10 outlets gift card while supplies last. Visit outlets at traversemountain.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to take my shoes off and go run barefoot in the grass somewhere.
You do that, Grant.
It's a beautiful day.
You do that.
I might even have somebody video it for you.
Not necessary, but
right.
You do that.
We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. Coming up on KSL, the best of Doug Wright.
KSL News Time now is 9 o'clock. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Utah's first source for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, severe weather, and local talk. KSL-FM Midvale.